Now, back to more play-by-play action powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
Good evening, gold medal basketball fans, and thank you for tuning in to this 75th edition of the gold medal basketball tournament. We're broadcasting live from the George Euston Gymnasium, about to get started in the winner's bracket, game 32 of 42. This is the women's bracket. Haynes takes on Prince of Wales. The winner of this game will automatically move over to the championship game on Saturday. The loser will have another chance to get into the championship. They'll take on Yakutat in the game to face off versus tonight's winner. Haynes, players on the Haynes squad: Amanda Painter, Hannah Mason, Lisa Shove, Fran Daly Van Wynn, Stoli Lynch, Carly Spud, Alyssa Besky, and Carrie Johnson. The squad for POW: Elizabeth Isaacs, Lillian Borromeo, Cassie Ladines, Kenai Holian, Marie Yates, Molly Sharp, Liz Thompson, Nanny Wehmer, Michaelia Demert, Vanessa James, Tina Steffen, and McKinley Holian. Again, Haynes versus POW for the right to move into the championship game in the women's bracket. We're about to get things started here. My name's Scott McAdams on the call. This is KINY. Thank you for tuning in. Lots of basketball left tonight. In addition to this game, we have a 7:30 p.m. winner's bracket C game featuring Hoonah versus Heidelberg, and then the B bracket at 9 o'clock, which is Heidelberg versus Hoonah as well. About to get things started, Alyssa Besky and Marie Yates about to jump it up, and the initial tip is controlled by Hoonah, knocked out of bounds by Lillian Borromeo. Hoonah basketball. POW basketball, as Wehmer gets the rebound. 0-0, just getting things started. Ball is stolen by Haynes. And in transition for Haynes is Lisa Shove. Shove dishes it out to Stoli Lynch. Stoli Lynch with a pass. Three-point shot up, no good. Rebound, Haynes, Marie Yates. Yates outlets to Wehmer, and Wehmer will get things started. Wehmer to Holian. Kenai Holian. She drives down the corner, picks up her dribble. Top of the key, Michaela Demert. Demert back to Holian. Holian to Wehmer at the top of the key. Man-to-man defense being played. A cutter, Marie Yates. She receives a pass. Defense ties up with her. It's going to be jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of Haynes. Borromeo at the top of the key. She'll dribble. She's going to drive with a floater from 15 off the glass. Count it good. Number 8, Lillian Borromeo. Haynes basketball. Stoli Lynch. She tries a pass. Misses the target. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Prince of Wales basketball. Prince of Wales taking the ball out of bounds. Wehmer is going to inbound to Michaela Demert. Demert drives to the top of the key. 2-3 zone being played by Haynes, and the ball off the fingertips on a pass to Wehmer, unable to handle it. Haynes basketball on the turnover. 2-0 as we get started here. POW leads Haynes. This is the women's bracket. The championship bracket. The winner goes to the championship game on Saturday morning. I'll be on the call for that game. Haynes basketball in the high post. Driving Besky. She tries a shot. Rattles up off the top of the backboard, out of bounds. POW basketball. Borromeo. She's going to take the point. Pass blocked. Wehmer able to handle it. Wehmer to Holian. Holian picks up her dribble, passes to the top of the key, back to Holian in the corner. She swings it around to the wing, to the opposite wing, driving the bucket and kicking to Holian. to Waymer. Waymer drives the baseline, pulls up from 15. Count it good, number 22, Nanny Waymer. And now it's 4-0 POW over Haynes. We're in the first period of play, 7:44 left to go. Besky drives, and a nice 10-foot floater on the drive. Count it good for two. Alyssa Besky for the Haynes squad. Holian, top of the key. Jumping into the passing lane is Stoli Lynch, but maintained by Waymer, and she's able to handle the ball. Fans, we already have a timeout on the floor. You're tuned into live coverage here on KINY. My name's Scott McAdams on the call. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Gold medal is back. See, Alaska is excited to welcome the Juneau Lions Club Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. See, Alaska wishes the players and teams the best of luck this week and hope that everyone enjoys the games. See, Alaska's mission is to strengthen people, culture, and homelands of the Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian people. See, Alaska is a proud sponsor of Gold Medal.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
Welcome back to the ball game. We're in live action after the 30-second timeout. Spud to Holian. Holian with a three-pointer. That's up and counting good. POW's Kenai Holian for three. 7-2, POW leads Haynes. Haynes, Van Wynn with a dish. Shots up on the rebound by Hannah Mason. So Hannah Mason, Lisa Shove, Van Wynn, Stoli Lynch, and Alyssa Besky, the starters for Haynes. Lillian Borromeo, Kenai Holian, Marie Yates, Nanny Waymer, and Michaela Demmert, the starters for POW. Three-point shot up, and that's good by POW's Kenai Holian, and she's getting things started as POW leads 10-2. Again, championship bracket, winner's bracket. The winner goes to the championship game. Haynes basketball to Besky down low. She tries to feed on the cut. Jumping out and stealing the ball is Waymer. Waymer's going to dribble down, pass to the corner. It's Holian. She tries another three-pointer, and she's now got 9 points on three straight three-point shots and another timeout on the floor. 13-2, POW leads Haynes. Keep it locked. We'll be back after this 60-second timeout.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
My fellow Alaskans, there's nothing better than an epic Subway Series footlong sub, except when you add a new footlong sidekick, like the new Cinnabon footlong churro, covered in cinnamon sugar deliciousness, or the footlong Annie Ann's pretzel, salted and baked to perfection with a honey mustard shot. And let's not forget the gooey Subway footlong chocolate chip cookie, the perfect end to any meal. Order one with your favorite Subway Series sub today and decide for yourself, what's your favorite sidekick?
Now, back to gold medal basketball on KINY, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Welcome back to the ball game. As we're getting things started here, 5:54 left to go in the first period of play. POW leading Haynes 13-2. This is the women's bracket. Haynes timeout means Haynes basketball as Stoli Lynch gets things started. She tries to drive down the lane, gets the ball tapped away. It's in the hands of Holian. Holian dishes to the corner. Three-point attempt up. No good. Rebound. Haynes, Hannah Mason on the rebound. She outlets to Stoli Lynch. Lynch passes to Besky. Besky drives from the wing into the top of the key. Dishes. Gets it to Van Wynn. Van Wynn with a floater. No good. Rebound Borromeo. And Borromeo is going to do a long pass to Kenai Holian. And Holian right under the bucket. Up for two. And Kenai Holian with 11 points here in the ballgame. 5 minutes to go here in the first. Besky, top of the key. She's going to drive. Puts a shot up. Had a nice look. No good. Transition bucket. It's Kenai out front. And Kenai Holian with another two-pointer. And she's lighting up the scorebook straight away. 17-2. POW leads Haynes. Stoli Lynch at the point. Slowing things down. She'll pass to Shove. Shove hits Van Wynn in the corner. Besky at the top of the key. She's going to take it from the wing all the way down to the baseline, dribble and dish. And she steps on the baseline before she's able to pass the ball. Turnover Haynes, Prince of Wales basketball. Thanks for tuning in to KINY. Again, this is game 32 of 42. We are broadcasting all 42 games here on KINY. It is our pleasure to be part of this historic tournament in its 75th edition. POW basketball as the ball swings around the perimeter. Checked in for Haynes is Elizabeth Isaacs. Isaacs at the top of the key sets a pick for Waymer. Pass to Holian. Back to the top of the key. Man-to-man defense now being played as they break out of the 2-3 zone on the Haynes side. Top of the key is Isaacs. She tries a shot. No good. Tipped. Scramble for the basketball. Winds up in the hands of POW. It's Molly Sharp. She turns around, takes a shot. Rebound Besky. Haynes basketball. Besky will take the ball across the timeline, set things up. She's looking for a screen. Now she's going to dribble drive. Has the ball slapped away. It's Waymer, and Waymer's got a straight path to the basket. She's going to put it up and good on the lay-in. Count it. Nanny Waymer, or Waymer, rather. 19-2. 3 minutes and 15 seconds left to go here in the first as POW with a commanding lead. Pass inside to Besky. A guard got a hand on it as she tried to drop step from the post. Gold medal basketball fans, we have a timeout on the floor. Keep it locked right here. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment. Live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49. With longer days and more daylight, it's time to stop daydreaming about spring and start planning for it. Think about repowering your boat now to be ready for Spring Kings. Carl's Auto and Marine has Honda and Suzuki outboards ranging from 2.3 to 350 horsepower, including the new Honda BF350 V8. Financing APRs as low as 4.99% OAC. Learn how Carl's can repower to your needs or just get your boat ready for the water. Carl's Auto and Marine on Camden, just off Industrial. Now, back to gold medal basketball on KINY, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Welcome back to live action. Haynes basketball, pass inside, stolen by POW's Nanny Waymer. Waymer going to go coast-to-coast and dish, 15-footer up, rolls around, and it's good. Bucket made by Elizabeth Isaacs. That's her first points of the ball game. 21-2, POW, and a steal. Molly Sharp on the steal for POW as she's going to dribble the ball across the midcourt line. Again, man-to-man defense now being played by Haynes. Isaacs from the wing. Dribbles, dishes, and a jump ball on the block shot. So nice defensive effort for Haynes. Tina Steffen, the shooter, possession arrow in favor of Haynes. Haynes basketball. Amanda Painter in at the point for Haynes at this point. Gets a screen, top of the key, dribbling back and forth at the midcourt. She swings it to Sharp. Sharp to Kerry Johnson, who is checked into the ballgame. Johnson to Van Wynn. Van Wynn receives it to the high post, dribbles to the low post, dishes out to the wing. Three-pointer up, no good. On the rebound on the weak side was Lisa Shove. She puts it back up and gets fouled in the process. Does not make the basket, nevertheless. At the line, shooting two for Haynes, number 13, Lisa Shove. Shove, first free throws up. Rattles in and out. shove. Second free throw on the way. It's up. Rolls around, and it's good. So the third point for Haynes in the book. We have a minute 55 left to go. POW leads Haynes 21-3. Weimer passes down low to the post. Kicks back up to the top of the key. Swings around to the right wing, driving the bucket. Back out to the corner. Tina Steffen going to dribble back up to the top of the key and get into the hands of Nanny Weimer. Ball stolen by Haynes. Van Wynn crosses the timeline. She passes it off to Alyssa Besky. To Kerry Johnson. Kerry Johnson loses control of the handle there on the dribble, out of bounds. POW basketball. Weimer crosses the midcourt line. Man defense being played by Haynes. She picks up her dribble, assessing the situation, passes it. An attempted pass to the low post, stolen by Haynes. And Amanda Painter is going to push the ball down court, attack the basket, and get fouled on the lay-in attempt. Bucket's no good. Nevertheless, at the line, shooting 2-4 Haynes, number 7, Amanda Painter. So a great event. If you have not been yet, it's worth even taking a look in the front lobby. Lots going on here with Gold Medal Basketball Tournament, both the basketball tournament as well as the Southeast Alaska Cultural Event. Many thanks to the Lions Club for all their hard work putting this together. Both free throws no good by Painter. Weimer going to get things set up. She hits a cutting. Molly Sharp. Sharp passes it to Steffen in the corner. Steffen swings around to the opposite side of the key, and on the catch and shoot turnaround jumper, Elizabeth Isaacs with her fourth point of the ball game. 23-30 as we're winding down. 23-3 as we wind down the first period of play. Another steal by POW. Outlet to Sharp. Sharp's going to slow things down. Does not like her numbers. The feed, a three-point attempt from the wing. No good. Long rebound secured by Van Wynn of Haynes. She's got one on three and is going to get fouled on the reach-in. 11 seconds left to go in the first. Again, a 20-point lead straight out the gate here for POW, 23-3. Haynes basketball inbounded to Painter. Amanda Painter, long three-point shot. It's up, rolls around, it's off. Rebound Haynes. I got 5 seconds to work with here. Elizabeth Isaacs on the rebound, and Weimer's going to try a half-court shot. Nearly goes in. Gold medal basketball fans, at the end of one, your score is POW 23, Haynes 3. My name's Scott McAdams on the call. You're listening to KINY. We'll be back after this 60-second break.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment. Live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club
Good.
49.
Thanks, Mike.
Juno Auto Mall. 8 brands, 6 dealerships, and 1 goal. Deliver a 21st century car buying experience. New or used, browse a boatload of inventory in person or online at JunoAuto.com. Plus, schedule test drives, book appointments, and get pre-approved even before walking through our doors. Work with our team of professionals trained to help you find the right ride for your next adventure. At Juno Auto Mall, we know cars and we care about you. Swing by or give us a call today.
Now, back to Gold Medal Basketball on KINY, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Welcome back to the George Eason Gymnasium here at Junior Douglas High School. As we start the second period of play here in game 32, winner's bracket on the women's side, Weimer. She swings it around to Holian. Kenai Holian's going to drive the bucket and dish. It's Borromeo. She's going to pull up and try a three-pointer. That's no good. Tipped. And out of bounds, it looks like off the fingertips of Van Wynn. And it is, in fact, POW basketball on the baseline underneath their own hoop. Weimer will take it out of bounds. Gets it to Borromeo. Borromeo going to dribble from the corner up to the wing. They're swinging around to Isaacs. Isaacs picks up her dribble, hits Borromeo. She cuts the baseline, dish back out to the corner. Three-point attempt by Weimer, no good. Rebound, Van Wynn. Van Wynn in transition, trying to go coast to coast. Has the ball tipped away from behind, then gets back in on the defensive end and ties things up for a jump ball. Possession in favor of POW. 23-3, 20-point lead. And a reversal there. It's actually, in fact, Haynes basketball. So Lisa Shove will take it out of bounds for Haynes. Looking to inbound. Finds Van Wynn. Van Wynn. And a whistle away from the ball. A foul against Haynes. Marie Yates. Yates playing the post for POW. So a dominant first quarter for Prince of Wales Island here in this tournament. Stoley Lynch, top of the key, getting things started, being guarded by Borromeo. Man-to-man defense being played by POW. She gets it to Besky. Besky swings it around back to Daly Van Wynn. Van Wynn fires off a three-pointer. That's up, no good. Rebound Yates. She outlets to Borromeo, and Borromeo attacks the sideline with speed. Slows things down. Swings it around to Isaacs. Isaacs dishes to Holian in the corner. Top of the key, Weimer with a three-point attempt. No good. Rebound Haynes. Checking into the ballgame and getting the rebound, Carly Spud for Haynes. As she'll bring the ball down court. She picks up her dribble, looking for somebody to pass to, and Stoley Lynch comes and helps her out. Lynch setting a pick, and running into her is Borromeo. Borromeo called for the foul on the contact. Second team foul against POW to zero fouls for Haynes. 23-3. Haynes trying to get things going here in the second period. Inbound to Stoley Lynch. Lynch will swing it around to Shove, Lisa Shove, in isolation on the right wing. Dribbles down to near the block. Tries a spin move. No go. Rebound Haynes. Rebound POW, mean to say. Molly Sharp on the left wing. She's going to dribble into the lane. Gets it out to Borromeo. Borromeo hits McKinley Holian, and McKinley puts up a shot from 10 on the baseline. That's no good. However, offensive rebound, Borromeo back at the top of the key. She'll swing it around to Kenai Holian, and Kenai Holian will reset the offense. Holian gets a screen from Holian. The pick and roll pass behind McKinley from Kenai, stolen by Carly Spud. Spud to Daly Van Wynn. Van Wynn trying to spin move, getting caught up defensively, and it's a jump ball, POW basketball. 7:30 left to go here in the second, a 20-point lead, 23-3, Prince of Wales on top of Haynes. Borromeo, top of the key, gets a screen from McKinley. So we got Kenai and McKinley Holian. A nice give and go, so there was a pass to Isaacs, and Kenai Holian cut, received the pass on the cut, so a give and go from the high post to the low post cutter and count it for two. Another bucket for Kenai Holian. Haynes basketball, Besky, she puts up a shot. And from 10 feet out on the baseline, count that good. That was Alyssa Besky, and that's her fourth point of the ball game. Turnover, POW, checking in for Haynes, checking back into the ball game. Number 11, Hannah Mason. Mason, a defender and a rebounder. Haynes basketball. Stoley Lynch. Passes inside. And a foul. So she passed down to the low block to Hannah Mason. Hannah Mason turned around on the post move. Got fouled in the process. And she'll be at the line to shoot two. Again, at the line, shooting two for Haynes. Number 11, Hannah Mason. 25-5. POW maintaining their 20-point lead. First shot's up, rattles around, no good. Hannah Mason, second free throw up. And that's no good as well. Van Wynn battling for the offensive rebound, gets it, puts up a shot, and she'll get fouled. So a nice hustle play there with the offensive rebound. And another attempt for some points here as Fran Daly Van Wyn will go to the line and shoot two. First shot's up, and it's good. Nothing but net. Van Wyn's first points of the ball game, and that increases Haynes' points total to six. 25-6, 6:30 left to go here in the first half of play. Second free throw's up. Second free throw is good for Fran Daly Van Wyn. POW basketball. Weimer crosses the timeline, pulls up at the free throw line, and dishes back to the top of the key. It's Kenai. Kenai with the floater. No good. Rebound, Stoli Lynch. Kenai Holian leading all scorers. Stoli Lynch dishes to Shove. Lisa Shove passing inside to Van Wyn. Van Wyn with the turnaround jumper. That's no good. Rebound down underneath is the guard, Stoli Lynch. She tries to outlet. Ball stolen. Long cross-court pass to Kenai Holian. She'll fire a three-pointer. That's no good. And back on the rebound is the point guard, Stoli Lynch, and she'll get things going. She outlets to Shove, Lisa Shove. Gets a screen from Van Wyn, top of the free throw line. She'll try to pass inside to Mason. Mason tries to pass out to the top of the key and just barely saving from the backcourt violation with Spud. Another pass inside to Van Wyn, and Van Wyn with a turnaround jumper from the middle of the lane. Count it good, and that's 9 points now for Haynes. POW basketball catch and shoot by Kenai is blocked. Rebound down low, and cleaning things up and putting the bucket back for two is Elizabeth Isaacs. In the meantime, McKinley Holian also had an offensive rebound and a missed shot, so two offensive rebounds back-to-back. Another turnaround, and they've got something going offensively here as Van Wyn with another bucket from the low block and the turnaround jumper. Driving the bucket, attacking the lane on the left side for POW is Michaela Demert for her first 2 points. 29-11, 4:40 left to go here in the first half of play. Lisa Shove, she tries to feed the post again. Ball goes out of bounds, a little bit high on the pass. Checking in for POW, number 30, Tina Steffen back into the game as McKinley Holian will have a seat. Weimer to Demert. Demert with a Elizabeth Isaacs for 2 points on the catch and shoot. Just inside the three-point line. Stoli Lynch keeping her dribble, picks it up, being tightly guarded by Demert, and Demert will actually foul her on the reach-in. Haynes basketball. 4:04 left to go here in the first half of play. A 20-point lead, 31-11, POW over Haynes. Winner's bracket basketball, and that's the fifth team foul against POW at the line. Shooting two for Haynes is Stoli Lynch. She puts up her first free throw, and that's good. So last couple of offensive series, Haynes finding something here by feeding the post, passing it to the inside for Fran Daly Van Wyn. We'll see if they keep going to that, but they've had some success here. Second free throw by Stoli is up. That's in and out. Rebound POW as Weimer gets a hold of the rebound and will cross the timeline. She's going to dribble all the way down to the corner and drive the baseline, try a reverse lay-in, and it's good. Coast to coast, all alone, Nanny Weimer for two. Haynes basketball, Stoli Lynch, top of the key. She swings it to Van Wyn. Van Wyn gets it in the elbow, dribbles forward once, tries a 10-footer, no good. However, on the rebound, last touch by POW will remain in the possession of Haynes. Substitution for POW. Marie Yates comes back into the ball game, as Molly Sharp will have a seat. Shove inbounds down to Wynn on the block, and Wynn with the turnaround jumper is good, and Wynn now has 8 points in the second quarter, keeping hope alive for Haynes. 33-14. POW basketball, a screen from the corner, a floating shot from 15, no good. Rebound, Stoley Lynch. Lynch going to slow things down and try to get in the half court. We'll see if they go back to the inside here as they found success with Fran Daly, Van Wyn. Van Wyn receives the ball on the wing, tries a three-pointer, no good. Will bounce hard off the front of the rim, out of bounds where the sideline meets the baseline. Prince of Wales basketball. You're tuned into KINY. We're covering all these games here at the 75th Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament, and we are proud to do it. Feels great to be affiliated with this historic tournament. Lots of great basketball, lots of great fans, lots of community in the stands. Coming off a screen and the catch-and-shoot jumper, no good. Borromeo on the miss. Ball goes out of bounds. Haynes basketball. And we appreciate you, our listening audience, getting good feedback from folks who always good to hear that people are listening to these games. Haynes basketball. Shove on the right wing. Looking inside, Besky posting up. Instead, opts for Lynch. Lynch back to Besky as she cuts. And a whistle, not sure. It looks like it was ruled a missed shot out of bounds, so no foul. 33-14. Weimer, top of the key. She's going to pull up and try a three-pointer. No good. And that will bounce straight out of bounds off the rim on the miss. Haynes basketball. Stoley Lynch getting things going. Lynch to shove. Shove looking inside to Mason. Mason with the turnaround jumper. Misses, however, cleaning it up on the weak side and putting it back up for two is Alyssa Besky, and that's her 6 point of the ball game. Kenai Holian passes inside, and a dish on the opposite side on the drive. Missed shot, partially blocked. Marie Yates on the defensive effort was Alyssa Besky. Besky outlets to Mason. Mason to Van Wyn. Daly Van Wyn back to Besky at the top of the key. Besky's going to try a 18-foot two-pointer. That's no good. Battle for the rebound, and Kenai Holian comes down with it. She'll dribble across the midcourt and pull up and try a three-pointer of her own, and count that good. What a shooter. Kenai Holian, and that's her fourth three-pointer of the ball game, in addition to three field goals. Haynes basketball, shove at the top of the key. She's going to get a screen from Lynch. Gets it to Van Wyn in the corner. Van Wyn going to dribble, and she'll pull up for 15. That shot's no good. Rebound opposite side by Tina Steffen. Steffen gets it to Weimer, and Weimer will cross the midcourt line. Weimer to Borromeo. Borromeo back to Weimer. Weimer on the left wing. Going to dribble back to the top of the key. Dish it to the right wing, and that's Kenai Holian to Borromeo in the corner, back to Holian, and she's going to pull up for another three-pointer from the top of the key. That's no good. Rebound, Stoley Lynch, and Stoley Lynch will slow down and get things started. She tries to pass to Besky. Besky was not ready for the pass. There's a scrum on the floor for the basketball. It winds up in the hands of Van Wyn. Van Wyn hits Mason down low. Mason battling, and she's going to get fouled on the floor. No shot. Foul's going to go against Tina Steffen. That's her first foul. Five team fouls. So there's a double bonus for Haynes at the line shooting two. Number 11, Hannah Mason. Her first free throw is up and rattles around. No good. 20-point lead, 36-16. 15 seconds left here in the second period. POW leading Haynes. Second free throw is short. No good. Rebounded by Kenai Holian. Holian to Weimer. Weimer, uncontested, three-pointer, pull-up, shot, no good. Rebound by Borromeo. She's going to drive the bucket. Tries to pass to a wide-open Yates on the other side, and it hits the backboard. Gold medal basketball fans, that is the end of the first half of play here in the winner's bracket on the women's side. POW leads by a score of 36-16. Fans, my name's Scott McAdams on the call. You're tuned into KINY's coverage of the Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back after this two-minute break with your halftime scoring summary.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Juno Auto Mall, 8 brands, 6 dealerships, and 1 goal. Deliver a 21st century car buying experience. New or used, browse a boatload of inventory in person or online at JunoAuto.com. Plus, schedule test drives, book appointments, and get pre-approved even before walking through our doors. Work with our team of professionals trained to help you find the right ride for your next adventure. At Juno Auto Mall, we know cars and we care about you. Swing by or give us a call today.
When I turn on the key, I just want it to start up and run.
North Star Auto understands and is now open to make sure that your vehicle, motorcycle, and four-wheeler are in tip-top running condition. From electrical diagnostics, fluid changes, to transmission services, suspension repair, and engine repairs and replacement. North Star is a full-service repair shop, and they work on any make and model. Professional, courteous, and always a fair price. Now open in the old Foreign Auto Building on Mall Road.
North Star Auto Care. To get it running again, call 209-5910.
The month of March is filled with racing everything on wheels. Napa Auto Parts is also the proud sponsor of many race teams, including Chase Elliott in NASCAR, Alexander Rossi in IndyCar, Brad Sweet in the World of Outlaws Sprint Car, Austin Herzog in ARCA West, and of course, Ron Capps in the NHRA Funny Car. Napa knows how to keep these vehicles running strong, so stop by Napa Glacier Auto Parts and see what we can do to help keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Napa Glacier Auto Parts, nationally known, family owned, and locally trusted.
Napa know-how! Napa know-how!
Now, back to more play-by-play action, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
Welcome back to the ball game. We're broadcasting live from the George Euston Gymnasium here at Juno Douglas High School, celebrating the 75th gold medal basketball tournament here. Lots of basketball and lots of community happening. KINY would like to thank our sponsors for making tonight's broadcast possible. A big thank you goes out to Cycle Alaska, Affordable Auto Repair and Tires, Glacier Gardens, The Mason Jar, Western Auto, Duck Creek Market, Kootsnawoo, Subway, Sea Alaska, Napa Glacier Auto Parts, North Star Auto Care, Carl's Auto Marine, and Juno Auto Mall. Again, a big thank you going out to all of our sponsors for their support of gold medal basketball on the radio. So your score here at halftime is POW 36, Haynes 16. Basketball fans, this is your KINY halftime scoring summary. We'll start over on the Haynes side with 1 point in the first half, Lisa Shove. Fran Daly Van Wynn scored 8 in the first half, all those points coming in the second quarter. Stoli Lynch with 1 point, and Alyssa Besky coming in with 6. Over on the POW side, Elizabeth Isaacs scored 8 points in the first half. Lillian Borromeo scored 2. Nanny Weimer scored 6 points total. Michaela Demert scored 2. And leading all scorers for POW, Kenai Holian with 18 points in the first half of play for a total of 36. Basketball fans, you are listening to KINY. My name is Scott McAdams on the call. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this 60-second commercial timeout.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
With longer days and more daylight, it's time to stop daydreaming about spring and start planning for it. Think about repowering your boat now to be ready for Spring Kings. Carl's Auto and Marine has Honda and Suzuki outboards ranging from 2.3 to 350 horsepower, including the new Honda BF350 V8. Financing APRs as low as 4.99% OAC. Learn how Carl's can repower to your needs or just get your boat ready for the water. Carl's Auto and Marine on Camden, just off Industrial.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
Basketball fans, thank you for tuning in and welcome back. We're about to get things started here with the third period of play. Fans, be sure to stay tuned into KINY throughout the gold medal basketball tournament. This evening, we still have two more games after this one. game number 33 and game number 34 in the winner's bracket. At 7:30, we have in the C category, Hoonah versus Heidelberg. And then in the B bracket at 9 p.m., we have Heidelberg versus Hoonah again. So I'll be calling the next game. Bob Sims will be on the 9 p.m. game. So lots of basketball here left to go on a Thursday night in Juneau. No place better to be than right here in the gym. And like I mentioned, even the foyer out in front of Juneau Douglas High School's gymnasium is worth a visit. If you're not a basketball fan, but you're a community fan, there's lots to see and lots to do. Haynes basketball pass inside to Besky. She turns around on a post move, no good. However, follows up defensively, tangling up Weimer for a jump ball. Possession arrow, POW. Weimer inbounds the ball to Borromeo. Borromeo passes to the corner, three-point shot up, no good. Rebound down low and a foul. Nice offensive rebound by Marie Yates, and she'll put it back up. They're going to call that a shooting foul as Yates tried to put it back up after the offensive rebound on the weak side at the line. Shooting two for POW number 11, Marie Yates. 36-16, a 20-point lead, going all the way back to 23-3. As Haynes finding some answers, trying to come back into this ball game. First free throw is up and good by Yates. Second free throw, nice rotation, but a bit strong. Rebound by Haynes's Hannah Mason, and Mason will outlet to Stoli Lynch. Ball passed to the high post, Van Wynn back to Stoli. Ball winds up in the hands of Besky. Besky gets it, puts it up, no good. Gets her own rebound, puts it up from 5 feet away. And you can count that one, number 33, Alyssa Besky for two. POW basketball in the corner is Weimer. She tries a three-pointer. Rebound Yates remains in the possession as Yates dribbles out to the corner, gets it back up to the top of the key. Weimer will get things set up. She gets a screen from Holian. Holian receives the pass on the roll. Back to Weimer. Weimer tries a three-pointer. That's up. No good. Rebound, Daly Van Wynn for Haynes, and she'll bring the ball across the timeline. 37-18. 19-point lead for Prince of Wales Island. Besky gets it to Lynch. Trying to pass inside to Van Wynn on the block. And a foul on the floor goes against Weimer.